Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
Hey, Jamie, how's everything going today?
Good. Busy time of year, as usual, which is great.
Yeah, it's heating up.
Yeah, it is. It's been really warm here in California this last week, at least in Brentwood, over 100 degrees.
Oh, boy. I hope you're able to stay cool or stay inside or, I don't know, do something.
Well, and I think we've done this joke before, but which was hotter, Brentwood or Las Vegas?
I'd say Brentwood.
You are correct. Brentwood was like 106, and then Las Vegas was like 103.
106? Oh, man.
Some parts were 109. Eesh.
Oy. That's
wow.
Great.
I know. Yep, but we choose to live here, and it's solar heaven, so it's even better than Las Vegas for solar.
Yeah, I bet that's true. Thank you, PG&E.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
All right, what do you got on the podcast today?
Oh my God, there's so many topics. So I thought I would kind of rapid fire a few different ones.
Okay.
So a potpourri of solar topics this week.
Sweet.
So this week we had just announced, actually, the Trade Commission has really been hard on the solar panel industry this year with new tariffs on solar cells, steel, and aluminum. And surprise, surprise, that's what most solar panels are made from.
Yep.
And so we're really starting to see those tariffs start to take effect. And what that does is larger companies, they buy everything that's in the U.S. So they take up all the domestic stock. So many of our suppliers have no inventory. So thankfully, we have some really good relationships, and we're able to get the panels that we want. But it is interesting that the Trade Commission, out of nowhere, just exempted a type of solar panel. It's called bifacial, which means that it's producing power not only from the top of the panel, but the reflective bottom part also produces power. So it's a neat technology for sure, but there are no U.S. manufacturers that are making this panel. So it's very confusing. Everyone's scratching their head, like, why in the world would this be exempted? When you kind of look at what has happened is...
Wait, let me stop you. Prognostication. Follow the money. All right, thank you.
Yeah, and we do sell a bifacial panel now, and it's an excellent solar panel. It's our most expensive one. It's the LG 365-watt panel.
Mm-hmm.
Great technology, great company and everything, but they're about three times the cost of other solar panels that are not bifacial. So it's just like, it's very strange. It's just out of nowhere. No one expected. No one was even asking for it as far as the solar industry knew.
Weird.
Yeah, it is. There is something weird going on, and I'm sure we'll see something more coming around the corner with that. So that was exciting.
I'm just surprised that they have figured out a way to get electricity from both sides. I thought one side faces down.
It does, and so they just kind of put a reflective absorption on the bottom of it. So it is. It's not very much, but it helps. You know, it's kind of making use of that space. So. And that's great, and that's fine. We're happy. You know, we sell them already, and they do produce great. So no complaints there. But it has been a very exciting week for sure, because it's never a dull moment in the world of solar panels.
Yeah, the tariffs don't seem like, I guess they do some good. I don't know. Oh, boy.
Well, the penalty, you know, so the idea is if you have U.S. manufacturers of solar panels, and then you have overseas manufacturers of solar panels, and presumably those manufacturers are producing at a lower cost that the U.S. ones cannot compete with due to our higher wages, higher workers' comp, higher insurance costs, higher cost of doing business that they just don't have in the other countries. Mm-hmm. But we don't really have very many U.S.-made solar panels. And so all it is doing, it really, unfortunately, is just increasing the costs. It can take, it'll take, you know, U.S. manufacturers probably, you know, 5 to 7 years to really gear up to produce solar panels. But by then, who knows what's going to be happening? And, you know, tariffs, as I mentioned in an older podcast, I had no idea the president could just decide that there was going to be tariffs. And so it's kind of likely that, you know, maybe the next president, if they're, you know, if we don't have president for life, will just kind of decide that that's not a good idea and roll the tariffs back. And if you're a U.S. solar panel manufacturer, well, now you're in deep trouble because you've invested all this money to build U.S. made panels. And so, so they're all very hesitant. There are solar companies, solar quote unquote manufacturers in the U.S. I'd say almost all of them bring in solar cells from overseas, and then they finish the assembly in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And they put the cells in a frame essentially and ship them out. And that counts as long as the panels were designed in the U.S. and the owners are in the U.S., they can bring in cells and call them made in USA. We refer to those as the faux U.S. panels. So, but yeah, very interesting, very exciting. Never dull for sure. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's always something going on in the world of solar.
All right, what's the next one?
Well, I saw a company. You know, we've talked about like the solar trolls, you know, people who've really hammered the solar industry, and I was really thinking about what are they really saying, and what they're saying is they just don't trust the solar contractors, and it's really sad because you know, we should be, it is not a hard product to sell. It kind of, especially in California where we have PG&E, and it just saddens me that we have these unscrupulous companies. I just got a call yesterday from a customer who went with another company, and that company is going to be shutting down next month. And this poor customer needs service, and 8 of his solar panels are not producing. And this is, you know, we're heading to June 21st will be the highest solar production day of the year. And he cannot get them to respond. He can't get service essentially. Mm-hmm. And we can help, and we are helping, but we have to let them know that once we touch his system, his installation or his, you know, his labor warranty is now void.
Right.
And we can't really take over the warranty for someone else's work. And so it's just really sad because he's older and of course he bought it through the PACE program.
Oh no.
I know. And so he's having to pay his property tax, a ridiculously high loan payment, and his panels are not working. So, it's very discouraging. And so we're helping him. We'll hopefully be able to get the system up and running by Monday. And then he'll be on his, you know, he's kind of on his own for the next 20 years. He can call us to come out and check things, but oh boy, that's no good.
I'm so sorry. Well, I mean, you got to educate yourself, right? So before you buy, before you go with a company, it's tough.
Well, that's what I was kind of talking about, is that the solar industry has done an amazing job of sabotaging our own industry through deceitful practices, through, essentially selling people want to trust who they're going with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then the opposite side is now when somebody's advertising for solar, then the comments that are there are just vicious about how someone was screwed over, or the person who installed the panels put a bunch of leaks in their roof, and now the person has $40,000 of damage. It's never ending about all the different things that are just on there. that are just so foreign to us. I feel like a babe in the woods when I hear some of these stories. And, But anywho, it's been a trying and crazy week for sure.
Wow. And it seems pretty simple because I've been doing these shows with you for a little while now. So asking the questions, doing the research, checking for reviews online. These are all things that I think are pretty basic. I know when I buy something or do any kind of service for my house, that's not what I do. But
yeah, it is striking and fascinating that, with all of the information that's out there, and really every single person has a Google search on their phone, and all they have to do is put in the name of the company, and they have, essentially you can find out just about everything from, they put my home address is out there for, that was awesome. And so, don't come back to me, but we have a gate. We definitely would have people visit us. But anywho, the point is that you can really do a lot of research in about 5 minutes, and the information is out there. So really, companies' future actions are pretty much, if they've been screwing over people for years and years, I don't know how they stay in business, but chances are they don't really have their customers' best interests at heart. And there are a lot of these companies out there. And, we're seeing more and more of them buy their reviews on Google or Yelp. And so that makes it really tough as well.
Yep.
All about that. That's people can falsify those. But it's really, how long have they been in business? Because if your business model is to take advantage of people, you can... that works for a little while, but I don't think it can work for a long time. And so, see how people what are your neighbors saying about that company and so forth. But if you're on the commercial side, good luck, because there's nothing out there for commercial projects as far as how is this company performing?
So right.
It's unbelievable.
All right. So any other topics that you want to go over?
This one's a real quick one. Okay. My wife is highly involved in the Heritage High School grad night. And one of the volunteers there who let us use his farm for the staging area, he has his solar project. It's a really nice looking system and pretty close to what I would have installed. But I was talking to him because I saw a lock on the inverter, like a padlock. Yeah. And I was like, hey, what's going on with your solar? And he said, well, we installed it more than a year ago, and we're still waiting for PG&E to turn it on.
Uh-oh.
Again, my jaw hit the ground.
Oh, no. Wait. I'll probably set the table a little better. I mean, this isn't like a five-panel system that's sitting on on a carport. This is...
60 panels.
All right. Yeah. Jesus. So that wasn't free, and it wasn't a gift.
No, he's... he's not so happy, but I let him. It's just working with PG&E, especially this time of year and everything. I don't know what the excuse is. We've never had anything take a year, but we've had to complain to the CPUC and complain to PG&E customer service to get them to approve a system, especially commercial ones. And I let him know I could help him with that, with that approval. But can you imagine putting up this huge system? Maybe cost them, I don't know, $100,000. And it's just been sitting there for a year producing, but the power's not going anywhere because PG&E has not approved it.
Does that power just go to PG&E?
No.
It's just...
No, the inverter is off. So the panels are producing, but the power's not going anywhere.
Oh, boy. So, well, at least the bank is waiting. He doesn't have to pay for the loan, right? They give him a whole grace period of a year or whatever, right?
I know. Yeah, they're
no.
So he's paying his full electricity bill. He's paying his full loan payment, and he's about. Let me ask you: do you think his opinion of solar is a good one? Oh my god! And so I just that's brutal. That's why I offered to help him, and he has not responded. So I think I don't know what the heck's going on, but. I would love to help that because it's just heartbreaking to see these solar panels that should be producing power, but over a year.
A team of lawyers is licking their chops at this one. Oh, boy.
Well, yeah. But, PG&E, they're dealing with lots of rolling blackouts. They're dealing with all the campfire. Oh, and by the way, that they filed for bankruptcy. And then another super fast story was that a bankruptcy court determined that they probably are not going to have to be on the hook for the contracts that they signed for these solar farms.
Yeah.
So these people bought, or, you know, like a farmer could put in a 1,000, 2,000, 8,000 solar panels. And it was a power purchase agreement where they were selling the power back to PG&E and then they would get paid on it. Well,
oh no. Yes.
Yep. When your customer goes bankrupt and you have nowhere else to sell the power, that's not looking good. So that's a problem. That's a real problem.
But there are tons of residential with power purchase agreements too, right?
Well, they're not necessarily, that's a whole different animal we can talk about. That's a solar lease, but if you have a farm and you put up 8,000 solar panels, about a megawatt of solar panels, with the understanding that PG&E was going to be buying the power on a monthly basis. And so that power, they're able to resell on the open market to customers, residential or commercial. Mm-hmm. And so you sign a 20-year contract for that. It takes about 8 to 10 years to recover your money from.
Oh no.
And most of them are nowhere close. So what do you do with all of these solar farms and PG&E not having to honor their contracts because they have no money to do it? So,
but it's not like all of their customers just jumped off the coast and they're swimming in the ocean now. They're still angrily drinking up power and needing it. So they have a customer base that's, okay.
Remember I said blackouts? Yeah. So, it's a mess, a real mess. We were in the solar farm business for a while, but never got it off the ground because it takes about 3 years to get one of those dumb things approved. So these poor guys who invested so much money. I mean, it's a great business model when PG&E is paying 12 to 14 cents per kilowatt hour, but then they can buy that power now. So if they canceled that contract, they could just buy the power from a natural gas plant for like a half a cent or 3 cents a kilowatt hour instead of 14 cents. So that's why the judge is saying you don't have to pay it. So, ouch.
Whoa. And there's no other place for them to sell that electricity, obviously.
Nope.
Oh boy.
Ouch. Yeah, that's brutal. So as usual, a very exciting week in the world of solar. So
the farmers get it again. Jeez.
Yeah.
That's tough. Oh boy. Yeah. Well, oh man. Do you want to wrap it up there?
I would say there's good news, really good news. And good news is that solar is still residential, commercial, agricultural, nonprofit is still a much better deal than paying for PG&E forever. So do that.
Do that.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
We're going to wrap it up there. If you have any questions, follow us on Facebook. Check our Facebook page out. It's Straight Talk Solarcast. And you can leave a comment or send us a private message through there. We can get to your question on an upcoming podcast. And thanks. Oh, and of course, please go on to our podcast, our Apple podcast. Give us a review on there. Hopefully it's 5 stars. And that's all for now.
All right. Have a great week.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.